We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient David
Bellavia.
No. That's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Good morning. Welcome to the David Bellavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Today, we'll be talking about, obviously, Joe Biden's VP pick and why do people's last names change when they go to different cities? All that and more here. Now, David Bellavia.
I don't know if you did a very proper job of explaining that second one.
Well, yeah.
Why do people's names change?
It's a hook.
It was a really horrible hook.
Thank you. I'll work on it.
It doesn't catch anything. Why do people's names change? That's really funny. No, great job. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tony. And your stories that you'll think about airing. You'll say that. I won't force you. If you want to share, you can share. But that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. We're talking today about a couple issues. Obviously, Kamala Harris is the pick for Joe Biden to run on the Democratic ticket. That's Biden-Harris and Trump-Pence, right? How much, you know, we heard from a bunch of experts on the morning show. They were talking about, you know, how seriously do you take a vice presidential candidate? This one, take really seriously. This is one you take really seriously, not only because you have Joe Biden at 77 years of age becoming, you know, if he's elected president, that's the oldest president we've ever had. But there is this allegation that the guy's not all there. And there's a very real chance that, you know, the Democrats find out that he's not all there. He wins the election. Nothing, you know, horrible happens. But they just realize this guy's not with it. And that could happen really quickly at that age. You can decline quickly. By the way, there are also 62-year-old people that have, you know, impairments when it comes to memory and things like that. How effective does that make you? Well, listen, there's people that could run businesses and have, you know, stages of dementia and still hang in there. We're talking about the president of the United States. It would be nice to know that there, you know, what happened with Ronald Reagan really should never happen again. And I'm a huge Reagan fan. I love Ronald Reagan. But at the end of the Reagan administration, there are a lot of testimony that people believed were this guy just lying. And it turns out he was really didn't have recollection. And he a year after he's out of office, everyone finds out that he was battling, you know, some serious dementia while he was in the White House. It's a real concern at that age and with what we've seen already from Joe Biden. But the real reality is that the Republicans are coming for revenge against the Democratic Party. And there is a lot that's going to drop in October. And it's hard for any Republican to look at this and say, Bill Barr could have done this now. I mean, the Department of Justice could have announced everything that they had right now. There was obviously a political purpose for doing it in October. Right. And that's my side. But this will be an atom bomb. It will be an atom bomb of credibility. And this is they're going right at the Obama administration. And Joe Biden is got signatures on these warrants. And we're now knowing that the only information you wanted from these people was political information while they're running for president. This is a very serious allegation. I mean, Richard Nixon was accused of, and it wasn't even effective. But this is a very serious allegation. And it's politically, it's trouble. They're going to have to navigate that somehow. But the other thing is they have to keep Joe Biden out of the cameras. This is a very competent politician in Kamala Harris. The things that shock me, though, about this selection isn't so much. I mean, if you're going to just appease the Black Lives Matter, Val Jennings by far is the most competent and credible in anything having to do with civil rights. This is a human being that has dedicated her entire life and really been through a lot of these types of fights, public relations, political. She knows it. Stacey Abrams appears to be, from most people in her circle, to be a monster of a human being and just a very unlikable person, right? Competency, who knows? But the governor race was tough. You've got to admit when you lose. I mean, you don't go months. Hillary Clinton did a night. You don't go months without acknowledging that you lost the election.
No, and we saw how bad it made Hillary look when she waited 10 hours to concede and not the night of the election. But Stacey Abrams, yeah, I mean, complete, not a great reputation.
No, and Tony, it would be like Marv Levy failing to call Bill Belichick or, what is it, Bill Parcells to tell him that he accepts the loss. Like, it happened.
Yeah.
Whether you acknowledge it or not, you don't have to shake hands, but take as much time as you need. She concedes when the guy is sworn in. There's a new governor, and she's literally like, you know what? After much contemplation with my family, I've decided that just isn't going to work out. No, what do you mean work out? The guy's already the governor. You can't concede after he's the governor. I mean, that makes you a Disney villain. You can't do that. You might as well collect puppies and make a jacket. I mean, it's 101 Dalmatians. But anyway. Yeah, no, that was before. My point is, Stacey Abrams would have been a horrible selection. The one candidate in that pool that was absolutely untouchable was Tammy Duckworth. Tammy Duckworth, far left liberal, did time at the VA, worked her way from Congress to the Senate, became undersecretary of the VA, then secretary of the VA. This is battle tested, lost her legs in battle. In order to come at Tammy Duckworth, you have to come at her military service. And that is nowhere. No one wants to do that to an injured veteran. So, and she's Asian American, had a baby recently, young, you know, she's just recently had a child. All of these things play to Tammy Duckworth, but for whatever reason, they really wanted to get someone that they thought was a little bit more, that was going to connect with the base more than Tammy Duckworth. Problem is, usually you pick that VP out of a pool. You know, the big ringer, of course, was Sarah Palin. No one knew Sarah Palin. No one knew that name. I was hanging out with neocons at the time, and that's all they were talking about was Sarah Palin. For like 7 months, everyone was saying, that governor out in Alaska is a rock star. You get her the limelight, she's a rock star. The problem with Sarah Palin wasn't Sarah Palin. The problem was Steve Schmidt and Rick Wilson and all of these people now a part of the Lincoln Project that were running these horrible campaigns. Mitt Romney was essentially a campaign that was done with a magic eight ball. I mean, there was no guidance. Listen, pray and have faith, but at least have a plan. I mean, you need works with faith for it to work. This is insane. But if you go to the Kamala Harris pick, it's a safe pick. It's a Joe Biden pick. She's going to do all of the campaigning. She's going to do all of the work. But the thing that's so crazy about this selection is that the two things she has not going for her are her authenticity and her likability. And those are really important things in your own party. Because it's not just about beating Donald Trump. It's about bringing your people out to vote for you. And when you have interviews like this on The Breakfast Club,
what do you listen to? Because I know she has to go. So what does Kamala Harris listen to?
What were you listening to when you was high? What was on? What song was it?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, definitely Snoop. Uh-huh. Tupac, for sure.
What
are
you listening to now? What's your...
Tupac and Snoop. Just look up real quick when Kamala Harris graduated college. Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg is what Kamala Harris heard growing up in Oakland. And we're going to find out real quick how old she would have been.
1981.
1981, she heard Snoop Dogg and Tupac as she was smoking weed in her college dorm. Let's assume it was law school, 85. 1985, a little before Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg were on the scene there, Kamala. Maybe when you go to talk to a base of voters that are essentially you in your corner just based solely on the fact that you're a female black woman running for president, you go in and you just insult the very base that you need to support and uplift you. You can't. That's the equivalent of Mitt Romney talking to, you know, people about Wawa, just being completely disconnected and asking how amazing it is that people can order a sandwich and it's delivered to you. You know, I'm a man of the people, Mitt Romney. But this is she's got an authenticity problem. Here's the other thing. She became famous because of this back and forth with at the Kavanaugh hearing. This is what put Kamala Harris on the map. Now, remember, she's a former attorney general of the state of California. She is a prosecutor's prosecutor. Everyone loves her and thinks she's the greatest thing in the world. Her father is Haitian. Her mother is from India. Some people are saying that disqualifies her. It does not. She was born in Oakland, California. She's very much an American citizen, and she could very much be the president of the United States. So let's stop the birther movement on Kamala Harris immediately. She's a citizen, and she can run for president.
Judge, have you ever discussed Special Counsel Mueller or his investigation with anyone?
Now, just stop that right there. What? Have you ever discussed the Mueller investigation with anyone? Listen, Kamala, you have discussed the Mueller investigation with everyone, right? What is that supposed to be? You're being nominated to be a justice of the Supreme Court, and you're asking if you've talked about this investigation with anyone in the world. Of course that answer is going to be, I'm watching the news. I've had discussions with colleagues about what's happening in the news. Absolutely. Listen to this.
Every day.
Have you discussed it with anyone?
With other judges, I know.
Have you discussed?
Okay, this is the thing, right? So now this is what made her the most aggressive. This is the woman that should be president. This line of questioning to a person going on the Supreme Court of the United States. This is what liberals fell in love with and think she's ready to be president.
Have you discussed Mueller or his investigation with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer? Be sure about your answer, sir.
Well, I'm not remembering, but if you have something you want to...
Are you certain you've not had a conversation?
So he's saying, if you're going to spring your trap. Who is the guy that says I talked to him? There's no guy. Nobody questioned Kamala Harris on this is what made her famous. Nobody went back and find out that this entire thing was a bluff. You used the former Attorney General of California for a line of questioning that had no answer. There was no guy at this law firm that talked to Kavanaugh because that didn't work. We went towards he's a rapist and a guy who drinks a lot. And let's look at his diary. And let's laugh at him that he has a diary. You know what I mean? This line of questioning went and nowhere. It was a total bluff. And this is what made her famous. So we have her now on the record saying that she listened to Tupac Shakur in 1981. And when Tupac was 2 years old, spitting rhymes. And then we've got her asking a question. You better be sure about your answer. Because if you say yes, I'm in real trouble because there's no one at that law firm that will go on record saying that they talked to you. Be sure about your answer, Brett. If it's no, be sure because I have no evidence whatsoever of what I'm talking about. That's pretty disturbing. And by the way, the primary of Democrats, they saw right through that. So my question today is Summer Redstone passed away. He was 97 years of age, ran CBS Viacom merger, in charge of this business into his 90s. How old is it to run anything? Joe Biden's 77. Everyone's talking about Kamala Harris is, you better get ready because 77 is ancient. Is 77 old? I mean, would you feel uncomfortable with a 77-year-old president? I don't know if I mean, Joe Biden has definitely shown us signs that, you know, I worry about his ability to reason, quite frankly. I do. I don't necessarily feel that that's disqualifies him to run for president. I just think that he's probably not all there. I mean, but it's honest, right?
Yeah, it's not his age. It's the things he has said in over the last 2 years, the things he has said numerous times and no ability to stop showing
Trump,
a sign
listen,
of memory
Trump,
loss.
Donald Trump makes mistakes all the time. He reads the teleprompter wrong. He'll say, you know, the Spanish flu stopped World War II. Well, it was World War I when that happened, right? That's not a person who's, you know, we're talking about conversations that don't make any sense. I'm talking about actual statements about people named Corn Pop. Okay? I don't ever want to hear anyone tell me a story about a man named Corn Pop. Like, ever. That should never happen. I could count on zero fingers how many times I've heard anyone tell me a story and one of the important characters was named Corn Pop. I would kick you in the jawbone if you told me that story. That is ridiculous. And that's absurd. And then remember that when he was talking about the leg hair and the.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about
what? My life. What the hell are you talking about? You give me a 42-second clip of Donald Trump telling a story. His stories might be stupid to you. His stories might not be funny to you. You might be just repulsed by his voice, and you might hate him as a person. But you have never heard 42 seconds of Donald Trump where he literally was talking about having children rub his leg hair. I mean, that story doesn't have anything to do with anything. And it's disturbing, and it's inappropriate, and I threw up in my mouth a little bit. A little bit.
Where does it even come from? And then he goes, and that's how I learned about roaches.
Well, I'm assuming we missed some important parts of the first act. I think there were some unanswered questions, but we'll take your calls at 803-0930. What do you think? Is it age? Would you be uncomfortable with a 77-year-old president? And what age do you think you are going to have someone come up to you and say, you can't do your job anymore? Is age a factor, or does it depend on the individual?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Was I on the air for that? So Tony told the story in the break, and he's embarrassed to talk about it. And I just think that's your choice to talk about it. I think it's a funny story. The fact that it happened, it happens to everyone.
My stomach was upset that day. I was nervous.
Tony was playing a celebrity softball game.
We had media pitch, hint, and run. This is something that the Bisons used to do back in the day.
So all the celebrities are hanging out.
Right, so all
Tony
the radio
Caligiuri,
TV guys.
Tony Caligiuri of radio fame gets up there.
Get up at bat and
pops one. hits what, one in the gap.
What we had to do with this drill was you had to hit the ball.
It was a drill?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Event, okay, drill, right, whatever. You hit the ball, and then you got to run to second base.
All right, so as you're running, what happened?
I had gas.
You farted every left step.
Every step.
And thank God it was only a double.
I was embarrassed. If that was I don't a home know run. If anybody heard. I hope not.
It happens.
But
right?
I was extremely nervous. I mean, here I am, you know, with all these huge people of Western New York media. And
you farting.
Yeah, I had.
No, it happens. And at a certain age, sometimes you don't even know what's going on. I used to laugh. There was a guy in my hometown, slow pitch softball, and every time he pitched the ball, he let one go. And everyone thought it was really funny. He was in his 60s. And then all of a sudden, I got up from the couch, and I'm like, you know, whatever. Be careful. You get old, and things happen. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, your body doesn't function correctly when you start getting older. But what was bad about this is I was still young at the time.
No, really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
This was in the 90s, so I was in my 20s.
You're an animal. Are you serious? How old were you?
I had to be in my late 20s.
You're late. That's supposed to happen when you're in your late 20s. I thought this happened at 55.
No.
Oh,
this is a
man.
Long time
well,
ago.
Well, that is embarrassing.
What softball games are going on in 2020 that would have happened at?
Well, I figured it happened in like the last 2-3 years.
Okay.
Not, you know what I'm saying? Over 40, that starts happening.
Right. Yeah.
At 29, though.
Oh, well, you're nervous, you know? Wow. It happens.
We're talking about Kamala Harris and no connection whatsoever. A lot of things are being said about Kamala Harris as the Joe Biden pick for vice president. You know, this is unfair. It doesn't matter if you're a left wing, a right wing. Who the ethnicity of Kamala Harris, of who she chooses and a spouse, that doesn't make you more black or less black. That's absurd. You want to throw racism around. A lot of black people are on Twitter and social media talking about, you know, she's not authentic because her dad is Haitian and her mom is Indian. Whether or not she identifies as an Asian American or she identifies as, you know, she has certainly talked about, you know, her connection to the way African American women are treated her entire career. This is not new. Yes, she had a romantic relationship with someone who was in higher power when in her early days. You can't judge Kamala Harris's career over the fact that she had a boyfriend that was a mayor or a governor. You can't. That's ridiculous. She's been elected to the Senate. She was elected to the Attorney General of the state. You can't sleep your way to the top in politics. You're running for an election unless she's sleeping her way. It's an absurd allegation, and it's unfair. So let's talk about Kamala Harris as a real live candidate and a person, and she's inauthentic to her own base. And that is far more devastating because she has to get her base out to vote. And this is what we're learning about the Bernie Sanders socialists of the Democratic Party. What you learn about those folks is that they're flaky. They're flaky. They're strong in their positions, and they're not just going to vote for who the Democratic Party tells them to vote for. They screwed over Bernie Sanders, you could argue, what, 3 times now? Right? I mean, the last primary was totally a kangaroo court. They knew that. They've been lied to. They've been cheated. They've done all these crazy, a lot of horrible things have been done to that wing of the Democratic Party. So now they're getting primaried. You're seeing a lot of infighting. They're not just going to go along. It's just like the Tea Party folks. There are Tea Party folks out there that if the Republicans do something they don't like, they stay home. They don't vote. Because that's the factions. Those are the fringes of the party. It's not politically fringed, but they're the fringes of the party. And they're only going to do what they're principled people. This is what we're going to do, and we're not going to be pushed around. Kamala Harris does not bring those people on board. Kamala Harris, though, is very good for a general election. And that's what you want her for. The primary's over. We're not here to bring folks. We're here to convert people that Democrats have voted for Trump have to be the Democrats that vote for Biden. And he's the president of the United States. Problem is, he's 77. And it doesn't matter if he was 67, he's going to get impeached. You are going to have 4 years of hell no matter who wins this election. They're going to obstruct Trump and try to impeach him again, or they're going to obstruct Biden and try to impeach him. And I think a lot of Democrats will let that happen because he's not the future of anything. He's a one-term president, if that. And if the Republicans get their skin and they get the scalp of Joe Biden, and he's impeached, I think the Democrats, if I'm the Democrats, I'm like, you know what? You got him. Those FISA things were totally unconstitutional. I have to turn on Joe Biden. And it's now President Harris. And that's the fear, is that, you know, she's going to slip under the radar. VP candidates aren't that important. In this election in 2020, the Democrat VP candidate is very, very important.
Important is the Second Amendment to voters in America.
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, as far as we look, I'm sorry, Jamaica was where her father was from. I apologize. I said Haiti. I meant Jamaica. No, the Second Amendment doesn't show up. I mean, certain states, it's huge, right? But we're looking at the aggregate. We're looking at electorally what the Second Amendment represents.
Right.
It's not as strong as it is in individual states.
Because she says she wants to grab your guns.
Well, everyone. Beto O'Rourke is running Biden's gun program. He's talking about confiscation. I mean, it's in
because the reason why I bring that up is because I don't see.
I don't think that's in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Of the issues that will be the reason why people vote for their candidate. I don't think guns we're not talking about states and we're not talking about parties. We're talking about the entire country. I don't think guns would be in the top 10.
Okay.
Because you've got people that think the environment is we're all going to die. And
and that's going to be the other big thing is her stance on the environment and fracking.
She's not a she ran left of center. Her problem was she couldn't identify what she was. She wasn't a socialist and she's not a moderate. So she's all over the place. But she's going to be pro-environment, anti-fracking. She's going to have the platform of the Democratic Party. No surprises there. Let's go to the phones. 803-0930. We're asking what you think about the pick of Kamala Harris. Again, Joe Biden is playing prevent defense and he got a really strong safety to run the prevent defense. That's what just happened. There's his job is to stay away and let Kamala will not make mistakes that Joe Biden will. So put her out on the road, let her do all the work, because if you expose Joe Biden, it's pretty much over. 803-0930. And the other question we're asking about is age. Summer Redstone just passed away, 97. Some people say that when that CBS, Viacom-CBS merger happened, Summer Redstone in his 90s, late 80s, was working the phones every day. Like he was, up until a few years ago, was making decisions for this company. His daughter now is the chair of Viacom-CBS. There's a big lawsuit going back and forth. But 97, what is the age that you feel? Like when you look at Biden being 77, is that too old to be president? Does age really matter, or does it depend on the individual's faculties? And then what age do you think you're going to be when you're done? Not when you retire, but what is the age where you're like, I can't do anything productive anymore? John Eastman, famously of Eastman Kodak, he got to a point where he's like, this is it. I can't do anymore.
My grandmother's 95, still drives herself, still does daily activities.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
So I think if that runs in my family, I'll be still.
I don't know if
95.
I don't know. Again, got to get those people tested. I mean, really. At 95, they should be required to get a driver's test again.
Yeah, I mean, she'd pass it. I mean,
well, if she could, then God bless her. But she would have to do that.
No, she's got a speeding ticket in her early 90s.
Even more, she's driving her age.
That's right.
That's what she's doing. Yeah, what do you got?
Eastwood.
What's that?
How old is Clint Eastwood?
Far too old to be making movies.
Really?
His movies are horrible. I mean, listen, I love Clint Eastwood as a man, as a filmmaker, but these last four movies he's made have been really horrible. Great ideas, great stories, but the last hit he had was American Sniper.
Oh, I thought Richard Jewell was pretty good, actually.
Good movie, horrible. It's not making money. Nobody's watching these movies.
Oh,
I thought Richard Jewell was great. I said I like his movies. I enjoy his movies, I really do. But they're just not commercial enough, and they're not making money. And it's because he's too old. He literally is just, let's get it done. Famously, Eastwood takes like half the time that a normal director takes because he's just constantly going through it. All right, let's go on the phones. Stan in Lancaster. Go ahead, Stan.
Hey, David. Great show. As I said to Tony, this is Weekend Bernie's come to life. It's almost it's sad to believe, but Joe Biden's been on a mental decline even in the Obama administration. If you remember, it seems like eons ago, but all the late night comics used to make frequent jokes, including the late Robin Williams, about his mental shortcomings. And it's clear the Democrats didn't want Bernie Sanders. When he hit South Carolina, there was no other viable candidate. that would be, you know, that everybody could coalesce around. And that's what happened. This is the first time in American history, if you think about it, that the nominee, modern American history, and the vice presidential nominee were never liked from the get-go by their own party, right? And the other thing is...
Because the point Stan's making is that Kamala Harris is looked as someone who just kind of jumped to the front of the line. You know, she was a first-term senator. That the biggest criticism of Barack Obama was that he did not deserve to be the nominee because he'd only been a first-time senator. And Joe Biden was the credibility for Obama to look like, look, I've got the elder statesman. And that was in 2008. He was the elder statesman.
That's right. And my point also is, so there have been other presidents, you know, FDR in his last year or two. I mean, Eleanor Roosevelt literally was the de facto president. Ronald Reagan, as you mentioned. But to me, the only way this ticket even came together is, as you mentioned and from the outset, anybody but Trump is what the Democrats are thinking. And anybody but Bernie among the, you know, whatever's left of the DNC. So this ticket would never work in previous elections because, number one, you know, Joe Biden, truthfully, you know, Dan Bongino, I know you know Dan and others, but he has severe mental incapacity issues. This isn't just...
And that's not a joke, by the way, Stan. I don't find it funny.
No. But to have the most powerful office on earth, I mean, we really have to wonder about the American electorate when you're thinking, okay, I don't like Donald Trump, I can't stand him, but shouldn't mental competency be number one?
This is a very serious issue, and when I'm talking about, you know, Kamala Harris has zero foreign policy experience, zero, like not on any committees. She doesn't know anything about the military. That's traditionally what your vice presidential candidate is bringing to the table. When the upstart shoots through a primary, it's usually because they're young and they don't have experience. And your VP, Mike Pence, is the VP because he's a conservative that doesn't leave the presence of his wife. That is the safest, most conservative choice you could pick is Mike Pence. And that inoculates Donald Trump from not being sympathetic towards religious people or conservatives. What does Kamala Harris bring Joe Biden? He's the experience, and he's diminished.
Absolutely. Well, my prediction is Joe Biden, if he's elected, will last no more than 6 months as president. I really believe.
I'm telling you, I think it's going to happen one of two ways, though. And it's going to be his own party that is going to get rid of him. And I believe that he's going to be impeached. No matter if he wins, the Republicans are coming for impeachment. Everyone is saying that. That's not a secret. They're going to be as frivolous and as petty as the Democrats were going after Donald Trump. That is the Republican strategy of Joe Biden as the president.
No doubt. Well, I'll be. It's interesting again that we've come to this point in history where, you know, people are willing to elect somebody that clearly is not mentally capable of holding the highest office, not only in the land, in the world. And again, as far as Kamala Harris goes, you mentioned her. Willie Brown was her former paramour, the San Francisco mayor, and even he said, and this is something, I don't think it's just because he's a jilted lover, he said that Kamala Harris should never be in this office or any office in the land of this.
He's pretty jilted, though.
But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, no, he's pretty jilted. I think that whole story is just another... Who cares? I mean, she married a white guy. That doesn't make her less black. It doesn't make her less of a person. That's absurd. The idea that she slept with a guy, they had a relationship. The woman has run for two statewide races and a third for the U.S. Senate. No boyfriend. Willie, he doesn't have any juice that he's going to make her a senator.
Your point was a good one, though. She's a classic liberal, San Franciscan liberal, and
yeah,
she wants the far-left agenda.
That's it.
Institute. And Joe Biden is literally just an instrument.
There's enough reasons to disagree with Kamala Harris without attacking her as a human being.
No question. I don't think anybody should. I don't think that gets us anywhere.
No.
And I think...
But I'm actually reading this coming from African-Americans on the left. And their complaints of her claiming to be, you know, a black woman when, you know, to me, it's absurd. She is identified in, you know, talked about civil rights issues her entire career. This is not new that you know, she's not moving for an election to be something she isn't.
Well, you know, Joe Biden set that up. Actually, the Democrat puppeteer set that up when they announced that they're going to make their selection based on gender and race. And that, to me, is always bad in any type of...
I'll tell you, Susan Rice not getting, you know, this nomination has got to be really frightening for her, her family, and her legal counsel. Because I'm telling you, she was absolutely the perfect person you would want to be your vice presidential candidate. She knocks out all the bases. She's a hawk when she needs to be. She's errs on the side of arming the Taliban when she needs to. She knows how to do the backroom deals in the smoky rooms. She's worked with Joe Biden. That is a huge sign that something's coming down the road for Susan Rice.
Well, but I also think it's a huge sign of how far left the Democrats have gone, because I don't think she was left enough. And you have Kamala Harris, who, again, as you mentioned, you know, she is your quintessential far-left liberal Democrat. I mean, San Francisco is the breeding ground, so there you have it.
Yeah, I just honestly don't this is a very safe pick. She's not going to hurt Joe Biden, and Joe Biden needs someone that does not hurt him. You know, she's not going to boost him, but she's not going to hurt him. And there were a couple candidates out there that would hurt him. Tammy Duckworth, as incredible as her bio is, reminds a whole lot of people that Joe Biden supported the Iraq War.
Exactly.
So your vote now just took the legs of your VP candidate. That doesn't look good. Right? So Joe Biden was the biggest cheerleader for Iraq. So that takes that issue off the table. Val Jennings really points to the 1994 crime bill. And the fact that Joe Biden was calling black men predators. Joe Biden's solution to crime in the cities in 1994 was to give them midnight basketball leagues. I mean, that's the most racist. You wouldn't tell the mafia, here's a bocce court. Stop your mafiaing. I mean, it's so racist. It's ridiculous. Stan, God bless you. Appreciate your call. 803-0930. We'll talk more. Age, is it important? Man in me
will do. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.